Well, in the meantime, Emer McCarthy tells us more about the Ad Limina visit of bishops from Arab regions and some of the concerns they're sharing with the church hierarchy here.
Known by the acronym CERLA, the Group of 12 covers 21 nations over a geographical region that stretches from Cyprus to Syria and includes Iraq, Israel, Somalia, and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. On Monday, Pope Benedict XVI received a first delegation in private audience here at the Vatican, among them Bishop Paul Hinder, apostolic vicar to the Gulf nations, including the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
I think the visit of the King Abdullah to the Pope was a very, very strong sign. Also for the country itself, to show the people even the picture of the Pope and with the cross. These are signs which show at least the will, the intention of a certain opening. Now, of course, we, especially Europeans, we have the tendency to expect fruits immediately. I don't think that's the right way to approach the Arabian world, and especially not the case of Saudi Arabia, where we have to do with a very complex situation where it takes time, patience. What is needed is delicacy also in our way to approach this situation. But I hope that we can go slow steps with the hope that it will be sustainable. And more important for me than a big show that tomorrow we can build a huge church in Riyadh, of course I would be happy if we could do that. But I am not expecting it. And I would even say it to the King. The first step has to be for me that we get the security of our people, that they can gather even in more modest buildings and to exercise their faith freely, express them freely, live their faith in security, that they don't need to hide, that they are recognized as human beings also in how they have the relationship with their God, and that means in my case, with the God of Jesus Christ.
The whole question of the terrorism is not, first of all, a question of religion. It's a question of fanatism, which has, of course, a religious touch. They may claim religion for it, but I think basically it's another problem. However, I think also from the Muslim side, those who are entering in the dialogue, they have to be more courageous to speak clearly out that everything which is in connotation with this horrible terroristic act of certain, we find it out also outside of the Muslim world, of course, but that they have to speak clearly out, this is against God, not only against human beings. And it's not a mean which can be, or there are no means which can be justified in any way by the religion. I hope they will be able to tell them worse that. Of course, I would be sad. It would be sad if one day they would have to say, we can't condemn it because it's even found in the Quran. It would be sad. I hope they will be able to tell us honestly and without any buts and ifs, no, this is no way and not justified by our religion. That would help. And also in building up more confidence between us. And there are, I know Muslims which are thinking like that, but maybe they had not sufficient voice until now even among themselves.
Swiss-born Bishop Paul Hinder is based in Abu Dhabi as Apostolic Vicar of Gulf Nations, including the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.